Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves candy.
I'm dropping posters everywhere. A bunch of posters that are all different shapes and sizes are hard things to transport and give away. And yet, we're going to go ahead and do that today. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That's perfect. And we're coming to you once again from Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. We are doing it. It is, what's the date? We're at South by Southwest, the last day of South by Southwest. It's Saturday afternoon, March 18th, 2023. And we might as well get to everybody's favorite part of the show. It's time for Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs.
Wow, you're so into it. Doug Loves Movies returns to Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on Sunday, April 16th at 4:20, and I'll be doing stand-up in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection for all of 4:20. That's April 20 for the non-weed heads weekend. Consult the internet for more info. I brought a prize bag, which may not be a prize to a lot of you because you're attending South by Southwest and everybody gets these bags. But they had two different ones. They had one that said Showtime, the other one said HBO Max, and you probably got one or the other. So maybe if you win today, you'll get the bag you didn't get. You know, it's like people like to collect sets of things, you know, like, you'd be like, really, it's something really to brag about.
I got both South by Southwest bags. yes, both streamers, HBO Max and Showtime. Even though it's merging to Paramount, we don't know what's going to happen to it.
Here's what's in this stupid bag. See, I bring some stuff. It's just for fun to have a prize, something to play for. So I'm very excited to give away all these posters because every year for South by Southwest comedy, Charlie Sotelo is in charge of making a very artistic and creative poster. And they're all nicely rolled up, so it's hard to for me to show them and talk to you at the same time as I had one of those headset thingies. So we'll show them to you as the show progresses, but they're beautiful posters. Somebody's gonna win all of those. And then also this shirt that was given to me by the gentleman who runs the Mac and Cheese Festival in Portland, Oregon. And I love this shirt. It's really high quality. He might even be in the audience today. But it's one size too small for me to wear publicly. Also, backstage, they got Kind bars, so I got one of them for the prize bag and some Sour Patch Kids. Yes. Be careful, though. One of my guests tried to eat a handful of them at once and started choking. Maybe we'll hear more about that later. Maybe I shouldn't have said. There's a bunch of Google Eyes in here, like from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah, they were giving them out at the, I got to go to the premiere party and they were giving those out. And so I have them last year. So I've got, and it's like, it's kind of like glitter, you know? I've got Google Eyes just fall out of my shit everywhere. So I'm trying to get rid of all of them. And then a couple of pins from Rockin' Pins, the Doug Benza pin and Douglas Movies pin. But, you know, don't focus on this crap. I mean, just think, at least he'll have less stuff to fly home with. And then think also, though, these posters are amazing, and it's very exciting. Plus, also, there's a poster for a motion picture in here. Let's see if I can whip that one out. Nope. But this is one of the comedy pictures. Can you see it's like, is that right? Like that? Yeah. Good old SXSM. What a fun festival. But yeah, that's why I was flipping it up upside down both ways, because it's like, well, hey, which way is up? What the fuck is going on with this horse? But yeah, anyway, these are some beautiful posters. And then a poster for a movie. Maybe I'll dig it out while my guests are coming out on stage. Are you ready to meet the guests today, everybody? These are three very funny, very nice people who are all in Austin, Texas, as we speak. And they're backstage, ready to come up here. Please welcome John Erler, Mary Santora, and Chris Tellez. Hello. See, here's the movie one. The movie poster is for Big Daddy. So anybody wants Adam Sandler and a urinating child who grew up in the biz, right? He's still a thing.
Yeah.
The Sprouse boy, right? Isn't that him? Yep. Thanks, audience.
The kid from Big Daddy.
Audience confirmation. Yeah, he's a real he's like a real heartthrob young actor these days. And speaking of which, let's get to my guests. Let's meet them individually and alphabetically by first name. What? Yep, I'm the M. Night Shyamalan of podcasters, and this show is full of twists that don't amount to anything. His album, Some Dumb Guy Stuff, is out now. It's Chris Tellez, everybody.
What's up, y'all? Buy my album.
What have you been getting into, Chris, at South by Southwest?
Oh, you know, I live in Austin, so I've mostly just been staying home and getting fucking high, but thanks for having me on here. So I got an Uber here. I've been hanging out with my dog. I saw a couple bands recently at Hotel Vegas, so that's been a lot of fun.
You saw a band called Hotel Vegas, or
no? The venue's at
Hotel Vegas.
The venue's Hotel Vegas. I saw the OCs, and they were great. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, they've been tearing it up.
So for venues and bands, you really like things that are named after cities or towns.
Yes,
that's important to you.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But you when you do traipse into the South by Southwest activities, you do have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a badge and shit, so I just go whatever I'm able to slip into. But once I'm into it, I'm having a good time.
Right, but that's the thing about South By is there's a lot of decent slip-ins.
Yeah, you just walk around. You just walk around, and some people just come out of a building and just grab you, and they bring you into it. That's South By. Me and my friend Jack were hanging out the other night, and some guy, we were eating hot dogs, and some guy came up and said, "You guys want to see what Anderson .Paak?" I don't even know who the fuck that is, but we went to go see him.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
he's
really, he was great. Yeah. I took a picture, put it on Instagram, and I left. I was tired. But it was... But people think I was there just saying, he knows what, Anderson .Paak?
It sounded great while you were there, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of thought about staying, but you were too tired.
Yeah, now I looked around, and I realized I was the oldest person there, so I left.
Well, now you can't go anywhere, then.
I know.
You're not going to get younger. You're not going to turn this around.
Doug, I was just getting a hot dog, dude. That's what South By does.
I know. I love that detail of the story. So me and my friends are eating some hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't care what you're eating. Could have been a slice, whatever.
Dude, real quick, I'll tell you, that hot dog guy got into like a 25-minute fight with somebody. And then the guy that was waiting on his dog that was furious, and I was next in line with my guy Jack, he's the guy that's like, shit, you guys want to go see Anderson .Paak? And I was like, holy shit, I'm glad you got into that fight. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's how South By goes, man. You just... Yeah, the party finds you.
Yeah, yeah. I went to see...
Snoop Dogg was at my place last night playing Call of Duty.
Oh, no, shit. I went to see Tenacious D one time here, and I got to the, you know, guy at the front of the door. I didn't have anything to, you know, I wasn't on any list or anything. I was just hoping, you know, because some people here recognize me. And the guy at the door was like, oh, man, some guy showed up earlier saying that you had left your AirPods here and he was coming to get them for you. So a dude used my name and then I lost something in there to get into the club. And we both just had a nice laugh about it and shrugged and that's what it reminded me of. It's just like, South By.
Hell yeah. That dude's a genius.
You know? It's a pretty smart thing to do. Unless you get caught. They're like, if somebody calls them on it, it's like the weirdest lie to get caught in.
I hope you just see that guy walking by and just hear someone else go, hey, there's Doug Benson.
Yeah, or just all it takes is one person going, Doug Benson never wears earbuds. I've never seen it. It's never happened. You know who else doesn't wear earbuds? Our next guest today, alphabetically by first name, it's John Erler, everybody!
Thank you. Thank you. Great episode of Doug Plugs this time.
Right? Everybody really got into it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I had been out here to scream for Doug Plugs.
It's a fun segment that people look forward to. I'll do some at the end, too. I'll do some more plugs.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'll get to scream. I brought something for the prize bag. Is that
what,
okay?
What, you did?
I didn't know. You used
to tell my guests not to anymore because I want the prize bag to be as worthless as possible to take the pressure off of my guests because everybody gets too much pressure if the prizes are valuable.
Right. I couldn't remember if you were making us bring stuff, so I erred on the safe side.
Yeah, I like that expression, making us bring. I was such a taskmaster. Because you should see some of the crap people would bring. Like, they really, it was bottom of the barrel stuff.
Well, wait till you see what I've
what
got.
What do you have?
I went through my old t-shirt bin and I thought this would be a fun thing to give away. A South By shirt from 2004.
Right, but vintage. You're wearing it right now.
But as you can see, I am wearing it. So that means I'm not giving it away.
Yeah. Oh, right, you're not? Because that would be fun if it was a giveaway and a striptease.
Well...
His maybe third layer.
If it comes to that, I might do that. If I'm definitely needing a big boost at the end, I might do that. But I thought, no, I can't give this away. There's too many memories. So I dug a little further. I dug a little further in my t-shirt collection.
Nice.
And I found a movie-related t-shirt that is very...
Yes.
In demand.
Who's that, Ralphie?
That's Ralphie.
That's Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Can you read the bottom? Can you read the bottom of the t-shirt?
It's a lot of words.
Chris, what does it say at the bottom?
Oh, just one word. Ralphie.
Rappel?
It's Ralphie. It says Ralphie.
It's a pretty old shirt.
It says Rappel.
Never seen the movie. Rappel, I thought it was like an inside joke on the film.
That kid's rappelling.
The letters are jumbled up, to be fair. If you're just looking at it the first time, you might not know it says Ralphie.
I just saw three very smart contestants the other night on Jeopardy not know that his name is Peter Billingsley. Yeah, it was rough.
Shit.
I don't like it when none of them know the answer.
No.
It makes me lose faith in the system.
That's awkward.
I def should have known that was Ralphie. Y'all did say that. It's pretty close.
The fact that you thought Ralphie was Rappel makes me think that you didn't see Anderson .Paak.
Yeah. No. I was pretending to enjoy. I was like,
he walked into a bar and a jukebox was playing and he's like,
better
hey,
than
yeah.
the last album.
That's South By.
I thought it said scalpel is what I thought it said.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not here for an eye test, for fuck's sake.
For those who can't see it, the top says you'll shoot your eye out, and then there's a picture of Ralphie from A Christmas Story with broken glasses, and then the bottom word is very controversial, but I think it's supposed to say Ralphie, but other people have seen Rappel. Thank you for bringing the bag over. So that's in the mix. Doug Plugs.
I was going to get something, but then I found out we didn't have presents. But just to let you know, I was going to get an action figure set that it was a Ninja Turtle Raphael versus the older guy from Cobra Kai. You guys could add that, but...
It's pronounced Rappel.
Okay.
Hey, and let's introduce her, why don't we? It's Mary Santora, everybody!
Hey!
We last, I think you've been on the show like in one of those Pando Zoom versions and then also in D.C. that one time.
We just did stand-up in
person.
D.C.
Oh, we did stand-up, that's
yeah.
right. But you have been on the show once before then, right?
Yeah. No.
Never.
Not
this
show.
Is your first time on Doug Loves Movies.
It is my first time on Doug Loves Movies.
At South by Southwest.
Killing it.
Oh, my goodness.
We did a Zoom Wide World of Dougs.
Okay, well, that's... See, here's just a lesson to everybody. If you have too many podcasts, they're like children. They're hard to keep track of. So don't do it. Settle down, Nick Cannons of the podcasting world. Enough with the babies. But Mary, you're over at the Cap City Comedy Club this weekend.
Yeah.
And how's that been going for you? How do you like performing in Austin?
It's great. I mean, that area is super weird. The Domain, I don't know if you guys have been there. Some weird fucking sim town. I don't know what that is. Dude, everyone's like, keep Austin weird. Austin so cultural. And I'm like, there's a Lululemon right here. Like, there's
I mean, that is weird, considering how it's, you know, mostly been local stuff only. So now Lululemon is weird.
Yeah, okay,
it's
maybe.
It's a way to keep it weird.
That's
yeah.
the weirdest part of it.
I guess.
You guys put it way north of the city.
I just keep confusing it with Coco Lemon or Coco Melon. Whatever that kid's thing is on Netflix that I don't watch because it's for children.
It's Coco
when
Melon.
I hear Coco Lulu, I can... Anyway, fuck that company.
Yeah.
With their fancy stretchy pants and gym bags. That's all it is really yeah. nice gym bags.
It's super expensive workout clothes. You're just going to get sweaty in it. You know?
Yeah.
You pay $110 for ass sweat. I don't understand that.
Is that why it's expensive, though? Is because it's like, you know, maybe you don't sweat in it because it's such amazing fabric.
I've never...
Maybe it breathes.
I have no idea.
Maybe it's
I've had these jeans for like 11 years. I don't buy stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
That's fair, Mary. Before we play our games today, because we play some games.
Okay.
And we give away all this stuff to somebody. Who goes, how am I going to get all this home? Yeah, people, you know, come in from out of town. Anyway, before we do that, I like to get, I always ask my guests to recommend a movie just to get some, you know, maybe movies people haven't heard of or haven't thought of in a while or something brand new. But just, you know, something that you would recommend, but I throw a category out
Ooh.
There. Yeah, we'll start with you, John. And please recommend a... I saw last night a motion picture called Joyride. over at the Paramount. Was that the most goddamn fun you've had in a movie theater? Probably since the last time you saw a comedy at South by Southwest. Because the crowds are into it, you know? Like, they really get into it. And it was super fun, though. So it got me thinking. Joyride's coming out in, like, June, I think. So in the interim, John, please recommend a laugh out loud, like a fun comedy motion picture.
Shit, I don't watch comedies.
Right, because as a professional interrupter of movies, comedies are death, because the movie is either going to get its own laughs or it's not, but like it's just stepping on each other the whole time. Unless it's a really bad comedy that ends up being fun because of how bad it is.
We do Choose Your Own Pancake, where the audience brings a movie and then we have to do it no matter what, and we can't veto it once it's been suggested. And the movie that won was a movie called Vibes. Have people seen?
With Jeff Goldblum and Cyndi Lauper.
That's right.
Where they're constantly telling her she's ugly through the whole movie. Like, welcome to movies, Cyndi Lauper. We're gonna just call you ugly the whole time. You're gonna play the homely girl in your first starring role.
Yeah, and she's great in it.
Like, she's good. Yeah,
she elevates it. It's not a great movie, but there are funny parts to it. But
it's from the guys who did Splash, right?
Is it?
I think so.
Ron Howard?
Babalu and Gans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Babalu Mandel, yeah. And Peter Falk is in it, and he's great. Columbo doesn't go wrong. Yeah. Thank you, one clap for
one
Columbo.
Guy.
Yeah, and it was Goldblum when he was in kind of a weird, like he wasn't finding his exact groove yet, but he's always entertaining.
Yeah, but Vibes, I've watched it. I wouldn't recommend it to everybody, but if you're seeking something
what
weird
what you're doing
out,
right now is recommending... a movie, and I would like it to be to everybody, because we're trying to be inclusive, because we're...
All right, I can't do that then. But like I said, I don't watch comedies. I watched Fletch. I watched the recent John Hamm Fletch.
The John Hamm Fletch is terrific.
It's okay. I can't recommend
it. It's terrifically okay.
I can't recommend it. I'm just such an original Fletch purist.
Oh, that's you just like, love Chevy Chase so much.
Don't make me say that. Don't pay me into that corner.
You're such a, you know, just, it's a hill you want to die on.
I'm not going to die on personally defending Chevy Chase. But in that movie, they captured lightning in a bottle, and one of my all-time favorites. Confess, Fletch has its moments. It's okay. Yeah.
That's my problem with Caddyshack, is how perfect he is in that movie. Perfect. He's in it the perfect amount of time, you know, and those other three dudes are all super hilarious, too. Like, it was a weird story. Like, they're all different styles of comedy. Rodney Dangerfield and Ted Knight and Bill Murray.
That's true.
And the four of them barely have scenes together. They're always off just doing their own rant somewhere and, you know, bugging the young caddies. And but it's that movie is just so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
And
are they going to try to remake
it? If I were recommending a comedy, that's what I would do, John, is I would think of one that's really funny and then recommend it.
Okay.
He didn't really like.
Yeah. No, he's really he's bringing up movies that he's really iffy on.
I told you,
the recommend a movie segment.
I don't watch comedies. Can I recommend a movie that's very funny and audience tested funny that we've shown clips of in front of an audience several times that has killed every time, but it's not a comedy?
Oh.
And that is Deep Water by Ben Affleck.
Like, what?
Do you know about this?
People enjoy watching that?
We did a worst of 2022 collection of clips, and that was number one, hands down, the best clip that we showed from Deep Water, where he chases a guy who's driving a Subaru who has just witnessed him drown somebody in some very shallow water for some reason. It's not deep at all.
Sounds hilarious.
And that's part of the fun, I guess. But he's just killed somebody in some shallow water, and Ben Affleck has to get on a mountain bike to chase this guy in a Subaru. And he catches up to him for some reason. And I don't want to give too much away, but the guy, who's played by Tracy Letts, I think...
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Drives off the edge of a cliff and dies in some very shallow water, which doesn't make any sense. That's all that's in the movie is shallow water. But I think it's on Hulu, so if people want to watch something super funny, just fast forward to the Subaru chase with the mountain bike.
But there isn't somebody like shaking their head looking at that final crash going, that's twice somebody should have went with deep water.
I don't want to keep going on this movie, but there's also scenes cut into the Subaru chase where a little girl pushes a suitcase into a shallow swimming pool. So like there's three different shallow water bodies in the span of 5 minutes, and it doesn't make any sense.
The suitcase drops or floats?
It floats.
Why?
Shallow water. I don't know.
I mean, you know, Lady Gaga was warning us about the shallow water years ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
I'm on the deep end.
Also, what? Caddyshack is really funny. I recommend it.
You want that to be yours instead of deep water?
Can I recommend deep water even though
you
it's
can.
Not?
You can. Okay. I don't mind a, you know.
Deep water.
An unusual.
Deep water. Deep water.
Yeah, it's your funeral.
What? There's consequences to this?
You might die.
Oh, no. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, people throw around it's your funeral a little too. It's rather grandiose expression.
You know, that's
like,
true.
Like, it might not work out for you is a better way to say it.
That's even more threatening.
Is it?
Because oh, right, something yeah. might really happen.
Right, because you're hinting, okay, I get it.
I might,
so
yeah.
just be quiet, don't say anything.
Okay.
All right.
That's definitely the best of the three.
Chris Tellez, what do you got for a comedy movie? Keep in mind, we're looking for one that everyone would enjoy.
I got
including
it.
Both you and the people you recommend it to.
Yeah, this is an older movie I grew up with, but I was hanging out with some friends. This is perfect. It was like 2 weeks ago, and like it was like four of them had never seen this movie, and I recommended it. We had the time of our life. It still holds up. Major Pain.
Oh,
none of
wow.
you guys, holy shit. I actually kind of forgot about it
yes.
a little. But when I was younger and that came out, dude, that was like on heavy rotation at my house for years. I forgot about it, and I mean, I watched it with, like, you know, it's fun to watch with, like, people who haven't seen it before, and we were dying, dude.
Movie.
They were, like, they could, it's like, I couldn't believe how funny that movie was. Still
it's
is.
It's good, and it gets you still, you know, every time I watch it, I get choked up at the end.
Yes.
Fucking Damon Wayans, like, that character is such a caricature, but he's so real.
Dude.
And so, somehow so believable. It's
every
wild.
Every fucking scene is wild. Like.
Yeah, and just also the lines crosses are crazy, you know. Not until years later when J.K. Simmons threw a cymbal at student Miles Teller in Whiplash has there been, you know, more of stepping over the line between authority and
student. Yeah, that's what my
student.
Friends were watching. They were like, man, I don't know if this would hold up today. You know,
it kind of does, though, because you watch it going, holy shit.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
They used to do stuff like this.
Oh, man, dude.
In motion pictures, give people ideas.
That scene where he's in the cafeteria and it's just like the small things in that movie, like it's just silence because they're going to switch out his cupcake with the laxative cupcake. And before he even gets there, he just like gets his like apple juice. And the way he opens it is very intimidating. He's like, dude! And he's just like, what the fuck? And he's just like drinking it all chill. I was like, oh, this movie rules, yeah.
Major Pain, everybody.
Who here hasn't seen Major Pain yet?
Applaud if you've never seen Major
clap
Pain.
For the podcast.
Applaud for how
like,
much you hate Major Pain.
You guys go see Major Pain.
Don't want to see it. No, definitely check it out. And I think it's kind of, you can watch it with family, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know. I don't really have kids or anything, but yeah.
It's just...
He's got four adult male friends. They
like it. My boys loved it. I think they...
yeah, you know, but you know what I mean. Military shit's weird to show to kids because you don't want to get them too excited about
yeah,
the military.
I mean, it's not Full Metal Jacket, but it's pretty close.
Well, I don't think that movie gets people excited about the military.
That's why I never joined that movie. Movie, yeah.
Oh, Full Metal Jacket made me want to sign up because I wanted to be called fat a lot and then kill myself in the latrine. All right, so many spoilers today, everybody. If you haven't seen movies in the 70s or 80s, they're going to get ruined today. okay, so Major Pain and Mary Santoro, what do you think?
Okay, do we want like a more mainstream comedy or do we want a deep cut?
Well, look at what we have here. We have Deep Waters, which, despite the title, is a deep cut. And then we got, I'd say, very mainstream Major Pain.
Well, Major Payne made me think of another, like, military-style comedy that I forgot about, Sergeant Bilko. I don't know if you guys have
the
seen
Steve Martin
that.
Sergeant Bilko.
Yes, where he's, like, Wilson running movie. A gambling ring out of the automotive department of the Army.
Mary, nobody is excited about this movie.
No, man.
Nobody,
Major Payne.
Nobody is so perked up like they did for Major Payne.
Do we want a deep cut? Because I think this went straight to DVD. I don't know if this ever got released.
It was in motion picture theaters.
Was
but
it?
Yeah, but it was, you know.
You didn't like it.
I didn't, you know, I guess it was okay. I think, I always feel like Steve Martin's at his best playing smart characters, so that should have been a home run, but I feel like it just wasn't, the whole thing was kind of, because it was based on a sitcom, and they didn't really, you know, elevate
it.
You might have seen it at the right time in your life.
I was like 9.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that's the time when you really, you know,
all right, can
fall
I,
in love with something that when you check it out as an adult, you might be like, okay, I was 9.
I would like to say I have not seen that movie in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
And
might not hold up.
My dad was a gambling addict, so that probably helped too. That.
Oh, yeah, because when you see your life up there on the screen, you can't help but laugh.
Right. We're like, oh, shit, I could be in the military, and I could just run a gambling ring, and I'll totally get the girl at the end. Like, this will be... All right, fine, Dumb and Dumber, then.
I was going to say, you should say Dumb and Dumber. That movie's great.
Dumb and Dumber's my favorite comedy of all time, but I feel like everybody's seen Dumb and Dumber. Shit. Like, that one is across the board, everybody likes it.
Right.
So I was like, let me go deep cut, military style, and he's like, fucking
Dumb
bad choice,
rocks.
Babe.
Applaud if you haven't seen Dumb and Dumber.
See, 2 people.
What?
Everybody knows.
No, this is great. This is a great way to, we can kick them out before they cause trouble. We can just get rid of them right now. Because what kind of cretins?
Or that's pretty cretins. Dumb.
Yeah, that's the dumb.
That's right. The dumb right there.
They should add another ampersand and you onto the title. Dumb and Dumber and you, too. What were you, let's just go to each of you one at a time. Why? No, I'm kidding. Let's really grill him about it. Why were you so busy for Dumb and Dumber? And then I don't even want to know if you saw any of the sequels or prequels or bullshit.
I didn't.
Because that stuff, forget about it.
I did not.
None of it's as good as the original. But thank you for those recommendations.
Yeah.
Everybody did a great job. And yeah, and we're here to play some games. We're going to do that right after this first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Having so much fun. We selected some fun name tags from the audience. Mary is playing for a dude with the biggest name tag, and we're calling him the Talent because his name tag didn't make any sense to anybody.
That's Chris.
I'm playing for that guy.
Oh, Chris is playing for that guy. You're going to all have to remember who you're playing for because I wrote it all down wrong. And and Mary's playing for Kevin alone because, you know, like all of us in comedy these days, we like to locate and keep our eyes on the loners in the crowd.
Amen.
And so that's Kevin over there. Did you come with somebody, Kevin? Your girlfriend's coming. She's having trouble getting a flight from Canada?
Yeah. She's looking for her passport, all right?
She doesn't have her papers. But when she's 18, things are going to happen. Then it's all going to come together.
This is her, I think.
Kevin alone. She got here? She just got here?
Totally real.
We put together this intervention because we don't think you should go out with Kevin. We think we gave him a sign that we want him to wear that says he's better off alone. Did I say everybody? Oh, and John's playing for Cody Lon instead of Babylon. It's Cody Lon, which I don't know. That probably wouldn't have been as good a title. That's Babylon.
That guy Cody Lon tagged me in a tweet earlier, and he didn't even follow me.
Oh.
What's up with that?
What's going on there, Cody Lon?
Blasphemy.
Is that true?
I thought he was going to follow me right now, but he
can
does.
I
He's
switch?
Apply the pressure.
I'm going with Kevin.
You can't.
You can't. Oh, two I'm people going playing with, for Kevin.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah,
you're Patch
stuck,
Adams. I'm going
you're
with
stuck
Patch
with,
Adams.
You're stuck with... You're stuck with Cody.
Black Patch Adams.
Black
I'm going
Patch
with
Adams.
Him.
You're stuck with white Cody Lon. And good luck to everybody.
Oh, well.
All right. Whenever I visit Austin, I like to play this first game because it was born and created here in Austin with some of my radio friends. And the name of the game is a bit of a shout out to them. Because it's called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. All right, so if you look up an actor on IMDb, and by actor I mean actor or actress, when you look them up on there, there'll be a thing right there that says best known for, and it'll name four movies or TV shows, and it's usually, it feels like a lot of times it's the publicist or the actor or actress themselves gets in there on IMDb Pro and picks their top four. But sometimes it's just the top four based on some weird IMDb popularity algorithm. So you don't know which way it's going to go. But I start naming somebody's top four. When you think you know who the person is, you buzz in with your own name.
Okay.
And I'll call on you, and then you guess. And if you get it wrong, it's negative 1 point, so you don't want to jump in. You don't want to jump in too early. And I'll list all four. If you get in and get it right before I've said all four, each additional one is worth a bonus point to that person. You get that many more guesses as to what might be in the top four. Any questions?
Yeah. Why do people laugh when somebody said negative points?
Because, you know, we're trying to push positivity in the world right now and through this festival. And so negative points really is, it's really going against what we're trying to do here. But also, two of you today do have to lose. You know, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. So we have
is this,
to. Have
are you
to
trying to say it's my funeral if I don't?
It's your funeral.
Funeral.
If you lose today, the repercussions in this town, more so than any other, in Austin, the world, the message gets out to the world, actually via this podcast, because you can listen to it almost anywhere.
I feel like there's more pressure on you than anyone else on the stage.
Don't say that.
Because you have like a whole movie.
No,
you do
movies.
Master Pancake. You watch a movie.
We only
movies.
Watch terrible movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. He keeps really putting up a good case for how bad he's going to be today.
Dude, I'm going to be so bad.
Because he only enjoys garbage. And I don't write a lot of trivia questions about garbage.
Could be true.
He held up that Christmas Story shirt. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And I was like, I don't know that guy's name. Like, that's our biggest claim to fame. And I was like, yeah, Ralphie, no idea who the actor is. So we'll see who's the worst.
Well, as we move through this game, also there's a theme, underlying theme that you might recognize that might help you to guess better. And don't forget, everybody in the audience, don't guess out loud, but guess in your head as much as you want, as always. Ready, panel?
I'm nervous.
No.
It is kind of, it's exciting.
I'm anxious.
It gets you, okay.
My heart rate's 119. 131.
How do you know? Oh, it's on your watch?
It's on my Apple Watch.
Oh my God.
I'm very nervous.
That's not a great idea to be checking that.
Well, my heart started beating.
You have cardiac arrest just because you're looking at it.
Okay, all right.
You want to match the number on your watch.
Here we go, okay.
What if it's malfunctioning? The first film that is in this person's best known for is, appropriately enough, because it just happened, The Ides of March. Now, you don't know the theme yet, so it's a little early to jump in. Might not even know what that movie is. So I'll give you the second one. That's a movie called Michael Clayton. Some people in the audience, we got a hmm. Usually a sign that person knows it or thinks they might know it, but they're pretty confident. The third title, Up in the Air.
Okay, I got it.
John, you have to say your name.
You have to say John.
John.
Chris.
Yeah, that's how you buzz in with your own name. You barely beat Chris. Chris almost got in there while I was explaining how to do it. All right, John. Your excitement level is, you got to dial it back. You're going to have the same problem Mary's having if you keep being so psyched.
110.
Who do you think it is, sir?
George Clooney.
That is the correct answer.
Damn it.
It got so quiet in here during this, I was like, man, this is anybody that's like tired of all the South by noise to just come sit in here when everybody's thinking about what the answer might be. So you get one more shot here, John, to get one more bonus point. If you can name the fourth movie out of all of George Clooney's movies TV programs.
Shit. I'm torn.
It could be Roseanne could be in there. Facts of Life. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But what do you think is number four and is best known for?
Part of me wants to say Batman and Robin, but I'm going to go with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Not a bad selection. A couple people clapping for it. But no, that's not the one.
Do we get points if we guess it?
No.
Oh.
You can for fun if you want, if you have an idea, but
I didn't know
there's
any
so many
movies.
Cloonies. I would not have guessed the one that it is because it's Good Night and Good Luck.
Oh.
Yeah. He directed that one. It's in black and white. It was nominated for Best Picture and stuff. But yeah, exactly. All right, so George Clooney's the first answer, so we'll see if you see what's going on with some sort of theme when we start this next one. The first motion picture is a film called Up in the Air.
I've not seen this.
Okay, smart, hold back a little bit. The second one is The Departed.
Chris.
The Departed, Chris is jumping in. What do you think it is, Chris?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, that is incorrect.
Minus one.
There was an audience member that agreed with you though, so.
Was the person who hasn't seen Dumb and
Somebody's got your back on that.
It was Dumb or Dumb.
On that incorrect answer. Don't recall Leonardo DiCaprio and Up in the Air. But here's the third title for John and Mary to battle it out. Orphan. Motion picture with just one word in the title, and that word is orphan.
Dude, I've never seen any of these movies. I've never even heard of them.
Right? I could have strung them all together in one title. You would have just think, I don't know what that is. And this last one's not going to help anybody. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
The Boy, that's a Holocaust movie.
It sure is.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah, that's the four movies. I don't know what more to do for you other than, you know, just write this one off and move on to the next one.
I don't know it.
The correct answer is Vera Farmiga. Right? She was George Clooney's love interest in Up in the Air. Leonardo DiCaprio's love interest in The Departed.
Sounds like a type of oat milk, doesn't it?
Who, Vera Farmiga? Yeah, my refrigerator, if it doesn't have Vera Farmiga in it, I'm like, I'm not having breakfast.
Right.
She was the orphan in Orphan, and she was the striped pajamas in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. That lady is versatile.
Yes.
She is not fucking around. Her daughter, Thaisa Farmiga, is a good actress.
Aren't they sisters?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I'm not. In that case, I'm not interested. No, I don't know. All right, so...
Who knew the answer? Who knew Vera Farmiga?
Why are you quizzing the audience?
Sorry.
That's not what
I'm
we're
I'm not that
do.
Sorry. Who knew? Who knew?
Somebody knew.
Somebody
must
have known.
Are you kidding me? There's some people
here. Oh, shit. Talent.
Didn't know that.
Fucking talent.
Why are you out there with a big, dumb name tag, and he up here...
We're negative
one
now.
...with big, dumb answers?
Chucky Towels. Come on.
Everything's big and dumb in Texas. All right. All right, we're doing good on time. Here we go. The first movie is called Up in the Air.
Oh, God.
The second film is Pitch Perfect.
I'm going to say John.
John. Who do you think it is, John?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick is correct, Rick.
Oh, no.
That is true. John is running away with this thing. How many... other movies with Anna Kendrick do you think you can name? We just need two.
Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, interesting. You're lucky it's just called that. Doesn't have a wacky, subtitle. Pitch Perfect 2, still pitching.
Two pitch, two perfect.
Yeah. Perfect Pitch 2. Pitch what? What do you what's happening? Oh, you need to you need to name
Doug,
one more.
I just won the game.
You
I
need
think
to
you
win.
Were about
Yay,
to,
John.
You were about
no,
to
you
declare
need to name
me the
one
winner.
More. You need to name one more from Anna Kendrick that isn't up in the
so
air.
Easy.
Pitch Perfect or Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Okay, you're really having fun with that.
I'm going with what I know.
Yeah. It's Pitch Perfect 3 took a turn. It got really dramatic. It's called Pitch Perfect 3, The Girl in the Striped Pajamas.
No!
Okay, so yeah, wrong and wrong. She played the lead girl troll in the motion picture Trolls.
Princess Poppy.
And she was what's her name in Into the Woods, Cinderella, in the musical movie Into the Woods.
Can we get like some 2000s rom-com or?
Let me look ahead. Nope. But John's only got 2 points, and we've got one more round of this game left, right. So it's still anybody's ball game. You might jump in on this one quicker. This one, the first title is a television program that this person was on, and that program is Arrested Development. So far we got Clooney, Farmiga, Kendrick, and someone from Arrested Development. No guesses so far. Second title, Bad Words. In the audience. Third title, Zootopia.
Oh, Mary.
Mary.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman is correct.
Yeah!
Jason Bateman is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that was exciting. And
wait, let me check.
Now, if you... Where are you at? You better?
Hold on. It's reading it. Go ahead.
Okay. Tell us when you have a number.
I will.
Tell us when it's official.
158.
No. You got to calm down.
I swear to God. Okay.
What's supposed to be normal?
Like resting is like 70.
Oh no.
Well, my resting is 73.
Oh my God, you doubled it. All right.
Now wait.
You get to name one more, and if you get this right, you're going to tie it up with John, and we'll have to do a tiebreaker to determine who wins this game.
So it'll be a movie or a TV show that he's most known for.
That they're claiming is in his four most known for. So far we got Arrested Development, Bad Words, which he directed and starred in.
I'm between two.
And then that other one.
All right, I'm going to go Ozark.
Yeah, see, that's what a lot of people would do in that situation. Oh, Zootopia is the one I forgot to mention. And Game Night was the one you forgot to say.
Game Night?
Is the correct answer. Yeah, Game Night.
I was between... Yeah.
Ozark was a great guess.
And
great
Horrible guess. Bosses. That was the other one going to say.
Yeah, no, Game Night. He's got credits. He's got credits, that's for sure. But yeah, Game Night. You don't like Game Night? Game Night's fun.
Never saw it.
Oh.
There's a theme here with me,
Do you like cute dogs covered in paint?
Okay.
That's the movie for you. All right, so... no tiebreaker. John, you won. Congratulations. You done did it. But Mary gave you a run for your money, and Chris, it's always great to see you.
Sorry, dude.
It's always great to have you here. And better luck in the next game, because all John won was the opportunity to go first in that next game. Yeah, it's not the greatest, you know, it might be an advantage, it might not. We will find out very soon. The game is called It Was a Very Good Month. What are you applauding? We've never even played this game before. How do you even know to be so excited? Is it because you just know I come up with amazing games? Check this out, y'all. I figured out that every month on our calendar, January through December, every one of them has been featured, has been a word in the title of some motion pictures. Oof. In fact, there's none that haven't been in part of the title in, like, all of them have been in at least three movies. But then the numbers range wildly. And you think about all the months. Well, what months would be in the most movie titles? And that's the premise of this game. There's going to be three rounds. We'll start with John, go to Chris, and then to Mary. You'll each have three guesses. So we'll cover 9 out of the 12 months. We each get 3 attempts at naming the month that's number one. The most movie titles, according to IMDb, feature-length films from any country.
Oh boy.
So if it was the word in another language, I probably didn't count it. But if it was like Diciembre, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's December.
Yeah, I know that one. I know that one, yeah.
That kind of thing. So,
can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Does it have to be...
No.
Okay.
It doesn't... The word doesn't have to be the month, because there's words like May, which, as you can already imagine, that could work in a title or a sentence without being a reference to the actual month of May. April would have been an even better example. All right. I've said too much. But all three contestants heard it. So, John, if you can pull the number one, you get 12 points. But if you pull number 12, you get 1 point, and then everything in between. If you don't, there's three that aren't going to be worth, well, anyway.
Okay. It got so sad for a second.
This is a really serious game, because I already know I'm never going to play it again.
One time only.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. You can't play it again. We're going to blow it all out right now. Yeah.
Let's blow it. I'd
have to do a variation on it somehow. Days of the Week. Oh, look out, everybody.
Yes.
There's going to be a Days of the Week game coming. Yeah, it's going to, and I'm going to do it on a Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Oh, God.
Or any given Sunday. That's all I got.
Nice.
All right, John. What month do you think gets the most mentions, gets the most shout-outs in titles of motion pictures?
I have two guesses, and I'm going to go with...
Save one of them for the, one know, of the them. Next round.
Yeah. I'm going to go with March.
You're going to say March, because that, again, is another word that... There's March of the Penguins.
Right.
March of the Penguins 2, still
right.
marching.
That's right.
March of the Penguins 3, time marches on.
Don't get me started about, yeah, March of the Penguins 4. Here we come, May. What? Did I give one away? All right. So March, interestingly enough, I counted up, is in 33 movie titles. And that makes it number 4.
Whoa.
On a list of months. And of course, we already mentioned the Ides of March earlier this in this show. So you get 9 points for that, John. That's a solid start, 9 points.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. But now we go to Chris.
Wait, why does Chris get to go next?
Because he's sitting in between you and
he didn't get any points last
John.
Round.
You know, that is a good point that you should be rewarded.
Mary.
You should be rewarded for doing well in the last round.
I feel
round.
Like we already had a yeah. set way. I that's feel like really, I'm getting fucked right now.
That's a
well, do
everybody
better.
Likes a comeback story. Let's go.
That's a terrific correction to how I was doing it that I'll start in the next episode. Chris.
Yes.
Oh, no!
What were you going to say?
I'm not telling.
No, Mary, I understand which side the crowd landed on that, and I just like to have a little joke. Mm-hmm. You're up next.
Oh, so, okay.
Sorry, Chris. Also, it's just
whatever.
Hilarious. Mary's probably much better at these games than Chris anyway, so it's really funny.
It's going really to make it the sweeter when
to
I
see
win.
Her angle to, I hope I can beat this guy now.
Yeah. Well, can I? All right, I'm going to go with May.
What?
May?
What about it?
That's my guess. What?
No, that's okay. I just thought I was going to ask the question again, but
oh,
that's...
Oh, sorry.
No, because I was like, you know, I have to just check myself and make sure I know what game we're playing.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, we're all... We're all pretty sure that it's on there, and it is. It is on there, and.
Are you holding the paper upside down again?
No. It is worth 2 points because it came in at number 10.
Ooh, what?
That's what you skipped me
what?
For?
Yeah. I did skip you for that, yeah.
With 11 Mays.
I deserve that.
Movies. Mayhem, Maybe, May, yeah, they all got in there, but like the month itself, people don't really, they didn't care about
they
it as
care
much.
About it.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right.
Now watch this asshole get number one.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I feel good about it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's all kind of arbitrary anyway. So, Chris, what do you think?
Okay.
Just because I can only think of one, I'm like, it's probably it. Yeah, I'm going to go with July.
You like July, huh?
No? Nobody supports me on that shit? All right, really?
Where are all the July heads at? Come on. Come on.
Guys, come on.
There's Born on the 4th of July, and there's a movie I...
That's the only one I was thinking of.
There's a movie I like a lot called Cold in July. But anyway, there's 25 movies Oof. With July in the title. Brings it to number 6, and that's worth 7 points for Chris Tellez.
I'm back.
Going last really hurt him.
That's
He's
right.
feeling the pain. All right, John, now you get another cracky Toa... East of Java, attempt to name a month. That is way up there.
I don't know. They're all fucking terrible after March and May.
Right.
Like, those are the two, like, that have synonyms and stuff.
July. Yeah.
July doesn't really have any, but you did good on July.
22 good. Points?
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. January?
Somebody out there likes it. With 16 movies, number 9, and it's worth 4 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it.
Hey, points is better than not points. I'll tell you that right now. Math isn't my thing, but points is way better than not getting Shut points. Up. Okay, Mary, would you like to go second again?
I would like to go second again.
Okay.
Based on the Hallmark Channel alone, I'm going to go December.
Whoa.
Right?
Seems solid.
There's got to be love in December bakery air or something.
There are 31, because, you know, those movies are called television movies, and they don't count as feature films. But you still get, it's still a popular thing to make movies with December in the title, and there's 31 of them by my count. So that's number 5 on the chart, and that's worth 8 points for Mary. Chris.
I got to go. October.
Yes,
pretty good about horror movies. Come on.
The Hunt for Red.
October.
Yeah. It's the only one I know.
Yeah, October Sky. A lot of people fond memories of that one. Jake Gyllenhaal making rockets in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And that's not a sexual expression. 41 October movies. Ooh! Number 2.
Yeah!
11 points.
Wow.
Chris rockets into the lead,
coincidentally.
Wow.
Look at him go up into that October sky.
Thought you left talent. Stick around. We might.
All right, John, what do we got left here, you think, that's worth half a damn?
That's a great question. I'm going to go with, I'm going to say April.
Oh.
It's like there's like April Fools and April Showers.
April Fool's Day, April. Pieces of April.
Pieces of.
Yeah. It's with 9 movie titles. It's number 12, and that was worth 1 point.
I mean,
you're the April Fool.
Oh, he got you. Got him.
That was my third choice. I wasn't my first choice.
Oh, man.
All right. Back to you, Mary.
Let's go with... I don't know, dude. None of them are good.
What? No helping.
No helping.
That guy's voting for September over there. Do you remember... The 23rd night of September?
Do you remember? I will go with September. Am I going to do that?
You're going to do it just because that guy yelled it out?
Doug, there's not a lot of reason here. Okay, fine. I'll go with,
We already did March.
Do it again.
It's bad enough that you're yelling out, but to be unhelpful at the same time.
God damn it.
Tuesday! Try May again.
I will do...
Diarrhea.
Die Hard. I'll do February.
Now, you're sure you want to switch it to February?
Because I
told you to not do September?
No, because I tried to scheme and be conniving, and it worked against me.
Okay,
so we'll try this time.
What's it going to be, February or September?
Oh, my God.
Pick one.
February.
Okay. Number 7. Yeah. 23 February.
All right.
6 points.
Better than May?
6 points. Yeah.
I'll take it.
There is a tie at number 7, so there's another number 7 out there, I think. All right. So now, let's really juice up the drama here. Mary has 16. John, thanks for coming. Chris has 18, so this, I really did a bad job of whipping up the drama because he's already won. Congratulations, Chris.
You don't even have to guess. Good job.
You did it.
Can I tell you what my next one was going to be just
yes,
in case?
Yes, for
I
fun. Get let's go ahead and get more points on the board for you.
I feel like since holiday, November, right?
You like November?
Yeah.
Number 3 with 36 movie titles.
Was September 1st.
That was worth 10 points. Yeah, September's number 1.
No.
You're the worst. You're the worst. I would have won.
I couldn't make it like it was his, like it was because of him. I wanted to make sure that you had made a clear decision on your own and didn't just follow the guy yelling out in the audience. But yeah, 42 movies in September in the title.
Good job, though.
According
Thank
to, you. You know, my terrible skills at adding things up. February was the other number, 7 with 23. And what else?
What was last? June?
August?
June was 10th. We already did last. Last was April.
Oh, yeah.
June was 10th. And yeah. leaves. Yeah.
July.
Yeah. We did them all, right?
August?
August is, that's the one that, that's at number 7 with 23. And July at 25, so is at number 6.
All right.
Fascinating indeed.
Good stuff.
That's the only time that game's ever going to be played.
We did it!
You guys got that limited edition.
Yeah. But look forward to the next edition of this game where instead it's body parts in movie titles.
Oh, yeah.
Which body part is in the most movie titles? I'm going to guess right now eyes. I'm going to say eyes.
Eyes is a good
but
one.
But you never know. Could be a bunch of different things. Anyway, congratulations to whoever won that nail biter. It must have been, it was
me.
Chris Tellis by a landslide. Like, so many points, Chris. 28 points. Why did I doubt you earlier? I don't know what's wrong with me. So let's go ahead and we'll be right back with our final game today, right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back! Okay, so to determine our winner today, we're going to play a quick and exciting game that I call Super Last Person Standing.
Oh, yeah.
This is where I'm going to name more than one actor and actress or actors or actresses. I won't tell you what the combo is quite yet. I'll explain the rest of the game. I'm going to name some people. And then the four of us, I play along as a spoiler to make it more difficult for everybody.
Nice.
And it'll also probably make it quicker today. I spent so much time yapping today. We're running short on time. But we can do this. So we start with Chris because he won the last game. And then we go to Mary because she loves to go second.
My favorite.
Then we'll go to John because he doesn't care. And then the person he's playing for is probably very excited about his lack of interest in winning.
It's Cody Lon.
Sorry, Cody Lon. Each, you know, name movies that person was in, if you can't think of one, you're out.
Oh,
and
God.
But you can, one time you can go to your lifeline, Cody Lon or Talent or...
Kevin,
who's no longer alone. Did they leave? Are they
still there?
That'd be awesome if his girlfriend showed up and went, nope, let's get out of here. I don't care if you're in the running for a bunch of posters. You won't even put our wedding pictures on the wall.
It's very
said girlfriend, so I don't even know why.
Very awesome.
Thought they should be married in my version, in my alternate universe. There's alternate universes are so exciting now. Like, you can make anything happen in anything and just go, oh, it's an alternate universe. It's like a great way to explain nonsense. Am I mad at it? No. Okay. I keep babbling because we're in a hurry. So that's why I can't fucking get it together.
So I'm just wasting
because we're
time.
In such a hurry. All right. So today it's going to be the films of Michael B. Jordan and Michael Jordan. So it's
together?
The films. Yeah. No, separate. They've never been in anything together.
Okay.
was close, but no, they've never been in anything together. So you have to name a Michael B. Jordan movie or a Michael Jordan movie, which that part of it will go away pretty quickly, probably. But you never know strategy-wise what somebody's gonna want to do. And I'm gonna go too. It's gonna be really okay. Cut. So it's gonna be Chris, Mary, Doug, John.
Okay.
All right, so Chris, start us off.
All right.
What do you got?
Any of them?
Yeah.
Any Michael B. Jordan
All
movie or Michael Jordan
Michael
movies?
Michael regular Jordan.
Space Jam, Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Nice.
Get that going fast.
You did it. Mary.
Black Panther.
Black Panther, of course, is Michael B. Jordan. Here's one I'll take off the Michael B. Jordan table. He's in a movie called A Journal for Jordan.
Was that about Michael Jordan?
No one knows if that's real.
I don't know which Jordan, if it's about himself or he just happened to get cast in a movie about a Jordan. Or maybe he didn't even write the journal. Maybe he's another character named William. Okay, who's up?
John?
Creed.
Creed, very good. Chris?
Creed 3.
Yes. Very good. Very.
Creed 2.
Yes. Very good. How do you guys get so good at this? This is a real impressive run you've got going here. Here's something that I would like right now is Just Mercy. Just Mercy is a Michael B. Jordan movie. John.
Black Panther 2 Wakanda Forever?
Yes, full title. I love it. You're a pro. Chris.
Just Mercy 2?
Oh.
Still mercying.
Go to your lifeline. Go to your lifeline. He's got one for you. What do you got? What do you got, talent?
Fruitvale Station.
Fruitvale Station, yes.
You should have nailed it.
Very good, very good. All right, but no signaling. No sign language. Mary.
I don't know if this counts. The Last Dance, does that count?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, Lifeline.
Lifeline, what do you got?
Okay, well,
oh,
that
that's
count.
All you got?
You already said that.
You got me.
That's
guy.
All he's got. Sorry, Mary
We're
Santora.
Out. Sorry.
Nice try. The only other Michael Jordan movie is he's in He Got Game.
Oh.
Yeah, probably as himself. All right, John.
I'm going to go to my lifeline.
Lifeline for John.
My big man, Cody Lon.
Cody Lon. Save the day. What do you got? He's got nothing.
All right. Then I'm going to say Gray Man. He's in
no,
Gray Man.
No, he's not in
Pretty
Gray
sure
Man.
He's in Gray Man.
Chris.
Okay. So I'm just taking...
Just do it.
Entourage the movie.
Why would you do
I'm
this
I'm assuming
to me?
Michael Jordan might have made a cameo.
Have
I haven't
you
seen
used
it.
Your lifeline yet?
Have not seen it.
You have you used your lifeline yet?
Huh?
Have you used your lifeline yet?
Yeah, he
no.
used the last one.
Oh, he used
Liar.
It for the last one.
All right. Well, you still managed to last
Wait,
longest somehow.
One.
Oh, you do? A real one?
Yes.
Give me a real answer. You don't have to fuck around.
No, I just remembered it.
Okay.
I don't know if it counts, but I'm going to...
We'll
Michael
try
Jordan's
it.
Playground.
What's that?
It's a documentary.
Oh,
I just said he's only in two
count.
Movies. Yeah, Last Dance didn't count. Yeah. But anyway, you win anyway. Congratulations to
hey.
Chris.
All right.
He was
nice.
In... He was in movies called Hardball, Blackout, Pastor Brown, Chronicle, Red Tails, Hotel Noir, That Awkward Moment, Fantastic Four, and all the other ones that...
Michael Jordan was in all these? Yeah. Michael, holy
Michael
shit.
B. Jordan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It makes way more
all
sense.
All those films. Great job. So congratulations, Chris. You won today. You get to do your plugs first. Fast plugs.
All right, guys. Basically, I just had an album come out. You could get it anywhere. You could even stream it on Spotify.
What's it called?
It's called Some Dumb Guy Stuff.
Chris, tell us, everybody.
There you go.
Yeah. Mary Santora, what do you got to plug? Great job.
I also had an album come out called Nothing Matters, and you can follow me on social media at Mary Santora Comedy.
Yay. John Erler.
No albums. But if you're in Austin for the next two weekends, we're doing Point Break. We're riffing the movie Point Break. Talent's going to be there. And then the week after that, we're doing, in honor of Dungeons & Dragons coming out, we're doing The Sword and the Sorcerer and Ator the Fighting Eagle.
Woo!
And if you're not in town, we're on Twitch 4 days a week, so follow us at Master Pancake on Twitch.
Master Pancake on Twitch. Doug Loves Movies returns to Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent on May 6th at 420. All my dates and deets are at the DougLovesMovies.com place. And one more time for all my guests, John Erler, Champion, Chris Tellis, the great Mary Santora. Thank you, Creek in the Cave and South by Southwest, Charlie Sotelo. As always, for the first time, Alia felt the strength of her own spirit.